BLM nuttery, park may be renamed after gaffe-prone leftist MP Diane Abbott. By Peter Catalan, April 18, 2022. Leftist politicians in one local council in Britain want to rename a park in honor of one of their party's current gaffe-prone BLM bigwigs. Local members of Britain's leftist Labour Party in Brent are looking to possibly rename a park in their local area after MP Diane Abbott. The park, which is currently named after now-cancelled 19th-century Prime Minister William Gladstone, is looking to be renamed as part of a post-BLM diversity push in response to the killing of George Floyd in the United States. According to a report by The Telegraph, the park's current namesake is wrapped up in controversy to do with the slave trade, and so the Labour-led council has enlisted children as young as 5 to propose a new name for the green space. While a number of names have reportedly been proposed, ranging from the likes of Mult Faith Park to Diversity Fields, one suggestion gaining public attention is that the park be renamed in honor of one of the Labour Party's Diane Abbott. This is despite the fact that the pro-BLM politician has been involved in a number of major political gaffes in the past, from backing the North of Ireland being allowed to leave the UK to being historically excruciatingly bad at sums, suggesting in one interview that the cost of hiring 10,000 new police officers in Britain would be £300,000. This works out to each officer being paid roughly £30 a year, assuming no other costs are taken into account. These gaffes seem particularly stark when it's considered that Prime Minister Gladstone is reportedly widely considered to be one of Britain's best political leaders to date and despite leftist attacks on his legacy, once referred to slavery as the foulest crime. Perhaps unsurprisingly, local Conservative Party members are not happy about the proposed name change, branding the switch as a blatant attempt at indoctrination. This is yet another example of left-wing infiltration into our everyday lives, said local councillor Michael Maurice, who criticized the fact that children were being asked to participate in the politically charged renaming in the first place. The choices given to the children are all politically motivated and leaning quite heavily to the left of the political spectrum, he continued. To my mind, this could be considered at best political indoctrination and at worst brainwashing. History must never be rewritten. What happened in the past should be used to understand what and why it happened and to make sure it doesn't happen again, he also said. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.